Aries sun signs and Aries rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for May 2019. And I just want to take a moment, Aries, to honor all of the softening that's been happening for you so far in this first quarter of the year. All of the stillness you've been able to accommodate, where you usually might have wanted to action or effort or push something forward against all odds, and really creating these spaces for yourself where aligned action can naturally emerge out of the ether rather than having to really go hard and sweat it out constantly. And in April, you were in the Four of Cups, and this was a card that was all about exploring your internal world as a foundation for external movement. This idea that your feelings could become foundations and that you could really be able to kind of accommodate a greater capacity for stillness than you might usually be able to accommodate. And as I'm recording this, I'm a deeply Aries being myself. And as I'm recording, I'm actually wearing my glasses instead of my contact lenses. And this is significant because my glasses are a far older prescription than my lenses. So they're actually literally adjusting the way that I'm looking at the world. There's a softness to the gaze. And the card that's coming through for you for May is the Judgment card reversed. And this is literally a living embodiment of this card, might be to think of swapping out a really hard, kind of sharp 2020 plus lens for a softer gaze. This is a card that's ruled by the planet Pluto. And just take a moment to feel into any associations that you have with that planet. It's interesting because it's a planet that is a higher octave of expression of the planet Mars, which is your natural ruler. And if Mars is our personal willpower, our ability to really effort from the individual essence, Pluto is a generational will. It's a legacy will. It's a will that almost moves us into the line or onto the path that we're meant to be moving on from a much larger panned out place that is not our egoic identification. So consider right now that something larger might be moving you. This might bring up enormous feelings of fiery intensity in your heart. This idea of, well, how could something outside of myself have a power over my own life? Or it may bring up feelings of enormous relief, this sense that you don't have to do it all from your own selfhood, Aries. But the Judgment card is really coming through for you to allow you to get this kind of panned out perspective in terms of egoic identification with your own actions in the world. You can think of this card as almost a scene in a film, a montage where when a character is either recently deceased and is like a ghost or is on the verge of leaving this world, there's sometimes this kind of trope in movies where we see a montage of their whole lives kind of unfolding in slow motion, and they're assessing kind of each stage of that life. And there's a beauty in this. There's a feeling of, oh, I really understand what's important, what's vital to my process, and what's not, what's totally immaterial, what's irrelevant. So there's this real deep invitation, really deep invitation in the month of May to soften into the sense of what actually endures in your life and to get that kind of panned out, non-judgmental, softer perspective on your own unfolding. So I'm wishing you a glorious month of May, and I will speak with you in June.